There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I'm not kidding, I was amazed when I bought my car there back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
Move like danger.
Ooh, we're gonna find love today in second chance romance. That's coming up. Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to find love. A second chance romance. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning of My Talk 107.1. Jason is off today. I'm Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny hanging with you this morning, this Thursday morning, December 2nd. Yep, already December, and I think we're going to find some love.
Yes,
love,
we
love,
are.
Love.
We have Weston.
Oh, good. We're going to talk to Weston
today.
First.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him first, and I just want to get some sexy saxophone music in here.
Oh, yeah. Got to set the mood here.
Yeah, hold on. There's an ad first, but we'll get to it. Okay, yeah. Let's just get Weston on the phone.
Okay.
Hi, Weston. You're on the phone with Alexis, Kenny, and myself right now. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Great. I didn't really know. Oh, tell us about your date, Weston.
Okay. Well, my date. All right. Let me just sort of get into it. So, well, this girl, Courtney, we met on Tinder, and I actually think she might have been set up by her girlfriends based on kind of what she was telling me about. I think they did her Tinder or something, but whatever. Either way, we matched, and I was really excited about going on our date.
Okay.
So we went out. I took her to one of my favorite restaurants. And it's just like a casual place, but like I know most of the staff and I wanted to feel comfortable, you know?
Yes.
And like my friends at the restaurant were really excited for me because like I don't really go on, you know, too many dates.
Ah, okay.
Oh, that can be kind of a dangerous move, but I commend you.
Yeah, and like I feel like the date went well, but I'm like kind of an open book, so I think like, you know, I'm easy to talk to. You know, she was understanding because I showed up a little late, so that was like, you know, that was nice of her.
Oh,
so
wait actually, a minute, how late did you show up?
Well, it was only like 10, 12 minutes late.
Okay.
But like I actually had a reason though.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, so I ended up breaking my toes last week. So it was like hard for me to get around. But like the staff knows and stuff, so they accommodated me. You know what? This is like kind of embarrassing, but actually now on one of those scooter things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The ones you rent in the city?
Oh, like a scooter if you've broken your leg or something? Like,
oh, yeah, like, you get afterward. Because, like, it's hard to, like, walk and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why I was late, but it's, like, taking me longer to get around. But,
sure.
I don't know. We had, like, a great time talking. She's a very warm and nice person. We were talking about our backgrounds. Like, she grew up in a similar situation. Like, we both, you know, come from similar backgrounds, you know, not, like, a ton of money, both from a rural area.
Mm.
And the date was good. Like, we had a bunch of appetizers and some drinks. I thought it was great. I had a really good time. It was a two-hour date.
Wow.
Like, wild for a first date. And I thought it was, like, a good sign. At the end, though, I couldn't really go in for a kiss because of, like, you know, I was on the scooter.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of, like, awkward. But I was hoping for another date because I thought it went well and I liked her. But she won't, like, text me or call me back.
Oh. Huh. Was she, like, checking her phone a lot or anything during the date? Or did she seem distracted?
Not really. Like,
okay.
Unless she was having a good time and not really distracted or anything.
Okay. Did you find yourself, like, asking a lot of the questions? Or...
Yeah, was it good back and forth?
No, I felt like we had a good conversation, like, back and forth.
Sure.
Did you text her a ton afterward?
Did you text her too much?
Not like a ton. Like, I texted her twice, and, like, I gave her one call, but I left a voicemail, but...
Oh, that's perfect.
So I feel like she definitely knows that I'm trying to reach out, but I don't want to be, like, too much.
Great, because sometimes we ask people that question, and they say, I texted her 50 times and called her 15 times.
And we're like, ooh.
No, that'd be bad. One question. Since it was Tinder, was there an expectation on either one of your parts that you were this was going to end in, you know, sweat and stink and, you know?
Ooh. Well, given, like, my situation, I wasn't expecting that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Because you're injured.
That can be hard to maneuver.
I just thought Tinder was basically a place where we hook up and dating is secondary. I could be wrong, I guess.
No, we've heard that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes
I've heard that, but I don't know.
All right. Okay.
It is an easy way. I mean, I will say this about Tinder. I haven't done it, but since you have to, in order to match with somebody, they have to say yes to you. Did you know that, Kenny? Like, they have to swipe on you and you swipe on them, and then it gives you a list of people that are interested that you are interested in. So it's
and
really
then
kind of
a. Hook up and swipe together. Right.
Well, sometimes, sure. Okay, Weston. Well, and you don't have, like, some weird habit or anything? Like, you don't, like, clear your throat constantly or something
yeah,
like
smoker?
That?
Smoker?
Oh.
No,
open?
I don't smoke or clear my throat, so I don't think I did anything strange like that.
All right, cool.
All right,
cool. Thanks, Weston. Well, we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear. Courtney hasn't heard any of this, so we'll get the tea from her and see what's going on. And
yeah, hold on just a second, okay?
Okay. Can't hold? Ooh.
Yeah, he is on hold.
I'm a little scared, you guys.
Okay, so Courtney hasn't heard any of this. She's had this hold music similar to what you're hearing now.
Uh-huh.
But a little more poppy.
Massage music.
Massagier.
Yes.
Hi, Courtney.
You're on the air with Alexis and Kenny.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for doing this with us today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We appreciate your time. Say, we wanted to ask about your date with Weston. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the first date I've been on in 10 years, so I remember, yeah.
Oh, how'd that go for you, Courtney?
Well, so I guess it was okay. Well, my friend signed me up for Tinder, and I don't know if I think I'll be dating after this. It was really uncomfortable.
Oh no! How so? Do you feel comfortable enough to talk about it?
Yeah, I can tell you guys. He didn't really ask himself about myself at all.
Okay.
He started talking about his broken foot, which, you know, is fine. But then he told me about all the bones he's broken in his life.
Oh.
And then he told me all kinds of sad stories about his mom's health, about losing his job during the pandemic. And I just kept saying, I'm so sorry, like a lot.
Did you feel like a therapist?
Yeah. And it kind of seemed like the staff knew all about his sad life, too. And they kept coming around saying, how's your mom? Like, how's your foot? Did you find your dog?
He lost his dog.
Oh, he lost his dog?
Gosh.
Oh. So he didn't really ask you about your, like, you just were listening to him, basically.
Yeah, it felt like a therapy session or like a pity party.
That's not attractive, is it?
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. So he didn't try to go in for a kiss, he said, because we've talked to him. You know, we have him on the other line, Courtney.
Yeah.
So if you, I know that you said you were shy, so thank you a lot for coming on the air with us.
now I'm nervous.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm, don't worry about it. He's. I don't think he's going to get nasty or anything with you. He just wanted some answers.
Yeah, let's get him on.
Okay, so we're going to put Weston on the line. He is on the air with us. Weston, say hi to Courtney.
Hi, Courtney. I'm sorry you took me that way.
I'm sorry you have so many issues. I don't know what to say.
Well, I guess I just wear my heart on my sleeve. Like, I feel like a lot of women find it refreshing to have a guy who isn't afraid to talk about, you know, serious stuff.
Save that for 5 years down the road.
Third or fourth date.
Yeah, like, I don't really know you like that.
Right.
Well, maybe you're just afraid to discuss your feelings.
I didn't really get a chance, though. You were just talking only about yourself.
Yeah.
Well, if you aren't the type of woman who could support me in the future, I just don't know if this is going to work.
Okay.
After one day.
Sorry.
Here comes the truth.
I mean, I hope your mother gets better, though, and I really hope your cousin gets out of jail before Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa!
What didn't you share?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well,
whose turn is it? God, I think you should this time.
Okay. If we paid for another date, maybe, Weston, since you know that she would like a different type of conversation, you've already... and, you know, given her all the information, would you go out on another date with each other if we pay for it?
I don't know. I think I need to find a different woman.
Okay, Courtney?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm done dating for a while.
Oh, no.
Wow. After 10 years.
And okay, well, please.
Weston, you wrecked her.
Oh, boy. Well.
Oh, man.
You know what? There's a person for everyone.
Yep.
So, you know what? Don't. Get discouraged.
Yep, and there'll be someone out there who wants all that vulnerability out there on the first date.
True.
Maybe. And it'll be great.
Okay, well...
Yeah, hopefully I find someone like that.
Okay, well, thank you for agreeing to come on.
Good luck.
I know it's difficult. Thank you so much, Courtney.
You.
I know you're shy.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Weston. Thank you.
What a disaster.
Oh, my gosh. TMI.
Jeez.
Talk about energy vampire.
Dog gone.
Right.
Wait.
Cousins in jail.
Yeah.
Cousins in jail. Dog ran away. Mother's got the undisclosed whatever going.
Yep. He's on a scooter, broke his toe.
Toes.
His
can't
bones.
Walk.
Oh, he lost his job in the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, that too.
He's like a bummer Dan, isn't he? He's just everything about him is a bummer.
Yeah, Downer Dan.
Yeah, Downer Dan, Bummer Dan.
Bummer Brian.
Yeah, what a, jeez.
Oh.
Yeah,
wet blanket Weston.
Yes.
I hope he's not still listening.
Oh,
sorry. So, Weston, if you are still listening, of course, we're just joking around. But seriously, you cannot dump all that kind of stuff on somebody on a first date.
No. Don't go looking for a partner whose main job is to support you.
Yeah, what did that mean?
I think he meant emotionally support him.
All the time. Well, you also, it's a back and forth. You would need to also provide that as well. And if on a first date, if you're not asking anything about your date.
Oh.
Twitter's already come alive, Panda.
Oh, yeah, what are they
Panda
saying?
Panda says, he lost me at, I'm sorry you took me that way.
Oh, yeah, that's not an
Megan
apology.
Megan says, dude wants her to support him after one date.
Yeah.
Once again, this is why I gave up dating.
Oh, see, this poor girl feels like she isn't going to date anymore.
Oh, well, right. And when he said that her friends set up the Tinder, I thought there was maybe something that wasn't true on the Tinder something. I was thinking
it just sounds like she is shy and doesn't want to date.
Yeah.
What's our record in the last year? How many people have actually agreed to a second date? How many people won?
We don't keep track of that because it would be too depressing.
Maybe at least two, maybe.
You have to admit we're not
bad
good at this.
No,
yeah, we're bad at this.
Yeah,
we're
just
delivering the information. We're not responsible for what happens.
Yep, they get the answer that they need. And
anyway, be sure to check out our half price deal at the Minneapolis Holiday Boutique. MyTalk1071.com keyword deals.
It doesn't work out a lot, but that's okay. But this is a good deal. This is wonderful. Yeah, tickets
really
to the Minneapolis Holiday Boutique. It's really fun. You can get all your holiday shopping. It's big. It's at the convention center. So
yeah,
it's wonderful.
300 booths.
Woo! Wow. Okay, look at the time. We gotta go. We're gonna do the Dirt Alert next with Elizabeth Reese.
Hey, Lex, are you smile ready?
I think.
Dawn, are you smile ready?
Just give me 3 minutes and then yes.
Well, good, because it's time to be smile ready for all those fall events like weddings, reunions.
Halloween?
I mean, you wear a mask, but sure. Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can help you be smile ready with a great offer happening right now. Now, through the end of the year, Dr. Amy is offering $1,000 savings when you commit to a minimum of 4 porcelain veneers. So many of Dr. Amy's patients take advantage of this offer. You're going to love the way you look with your new smile, and you get to save money while doing it.
And it's so easy to get started. Just go to Hughes-Dental.com and click on the free video consult request.
And when you talk with our friends at Hughes Dental, don't forget to say you heard about them on My Talk.
As I always say, Dr. Amy is the best at what she does. She's the Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Yes, I was reading some reviews and they are spectacular. Like this one. I started with a video consult, which was very informative. Next, I went in for a consult with Dr. Amy and Jackie. They were able to temporarily put a composite over my teeth to show me what they would look like if I got veneers. That process was also very informative and fun to see the results.
Should I read the next one like Yoda?
Maybe in our next commercial, Lex.
Okay. To get started, go to Hughes-Dental.com to learn more about Dr. Amy and her staff. And then when you're ready, click on the free video consult request.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
That's right, time for the Dirt Alert with Elizabeth Reese. Good morning. Hi, Elizabeth.
Well, good morning, you guys. Nice to be with you today, per usual.
Oh, yes. Jason is off today.
That's what I heard. Well, I hope he's having a few nice days off. Kenny, nice to be with you.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kenny.
How come you haven't asked me to host with you?
I don't know. I should. When are you available?
I won't show up. I'm afraid of the camera.
You can't be afraid of the camera.
I'm very afraid of the camera.
You could do it.
You'd probably make me shave and...
We wouldn't make you shave. No, we wouldn't make you do that. We'd just make you put on some sort of appropriate shirt, but the rest of it you can do you.
The hoodie and the
dicky. Can I show up in my hip boots?
You can definitely do that too. Yes. We have a table. You wouldn't even see them. It would be fine. It would be totally fine.
Kenny, would you do it?
No, I wouldn't. I turned down Steve, actually. Elizabeth, you might not even know this. Steve asked me to do some bit with him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, I bet.
It was Coffee with Cool People.
Yeah, Coffee with Cool People is the best.
Yeah, I'm not cool, and I'm deathly afraid of the camera, and I don't want to see myself. And no.
Then why did you start this by asking me to have you host the show that I host?
Yeah.
This is. I think that you are telling yourself a story that's not really true. I think we should dig into this in a therapy session, that deep down you really want to try to overcome this fear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Be fun. We could do content tailored to you.
You might have a
I'll co-host with you, and he can do the Krabby Coffee Shop.
That'd be great.
Coffee Talk.
Oh, we should change the name of it, Coffee with Cool People, to Krabby Coffee Shop Talk.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it's always Kenny.
I think that has, and it's just Kenny every week. That's a great idea. Oh my gosh, you guys. Well, Meghan Markle's making lots of headlines this morning. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but she's talking about winning this court appeal in this privacy battle over a letter that she wrote to her dad. And here's in the statement, she said, "This is a victory not just for me, but for anyone who has ever felt scared to stand up for what's right." So this ruling was just delivered in London this morning, but, you know, they're whatever, 5 to 7 hours ahead. Time zones are a real challenge for me. But she has been in this battle with the publishers of the Mail on Sunday, and it's a privacy and copyright infringement case against Associated Newspapers. And the decision means that the case is not going to proceed to trial, and that Meghan will expect to receive substantial financial damages from the newspaper group, plus a public apology printed on the front page of the Mail on Sunday and the homepage of the Mail Online.
Nice.
And she said this win is precedent setting. What matters most is that we are now collectively brave enough to reshape a tabloid industry that conditions people to be cruel and profits from the lies and the pain that they create.
Ooh, yes. Wow. Yes, yes, yes. This is good. They should never have done this. This is creepy and down and dirty, and I try not to read anything. You know, we get all of our celebrity gossip news. If it says Daily Mail, I know. I try not to do it.
Well, and if you look at the Daily Mail, what bothers me about it is that every headline about a woman has to do with her appearance first.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It says her weight. Her
frumpy, how, blah, 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 or shows off her toned her body legs walking to the grocery store. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. So if you missed what happened initially, there was a handwritten letter that Meghan wrote to her father, Thomas Markle, and this was right after her royal wedding to Prince Harry, and the Mail on Sunday reproduced parts of it in 5 articles published in February of 2019. And so they're saying this was a breach of her privacy, and, you know, I mean, her father is at fault too, but absolutely, they're the ones who published it.
And we know that he doesn't have any money. So let's sue the paper, please.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think, you know, particularly probably for Harry, you know, Harry and William have really been on a mission to try to deal with the tabloids, and because they're so damaged by the loss of their mother, you know, essentially at the hands of the paparazzi chasing her. Wow. And so this is, I'm sure, something that feels really good to them. Before I go, I just have to tell you that Dionne Warwick says she will still pay the postage for Jake Gyllenhaal to send Taylor Swift back her scarf.
Yes.
She was on Drew Barrymore's show, and she said, yes, I will still happily pay the postage anytime. She's winning Twitter. If you've been off Twitter and you need 80. A reason to go back, she's the reason.
Yeah. She is. You're so right, Elizabeth. Oh, my goodness. I hope they sang together.
Yes.
Her and Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, no, it was Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, Drew Barrymore. Oh, I'm sorry.
But that would be a good...
Oh, my gosh. I just automatically thought of them together. Okay. Wow. Sorry. Wow.
We'll get there.
The Tylenol speaking. Yes.
I love school and I love learning. Jason, who was your favorite teacher?
Mrs. Freeze from third grade. She made learning so much fun. I mean, looking back now, I see how teachers have to continually learn to be great teachers.
You are so right, Jason, and that is what St. Mary's University of Minnesota can provide with their Master of Arts in Education program. It is designed for educators who want to keep learning to advance their careers.
Especially if you want to build your skills in curriculum and instruction, mental health, or culturally responsive teaching.
You'll learn from top-notch educators who have a wealth of classroom experience to share.
The best part of St. Mary's is at the heart. Their faculty and staff are the people who get to know you and all become your allies on your educational journey.
To learn more, head to smumn.edu or MyTalk keyword St. Mary's.
Hey, looking for something fun on Friday? Well, from 9 to noon, Don and Steve will be out at Twin Cities Closet Company in Mound. Bring a toy or a gift. It's our 14th annual Santa Project. They'll be doing a Santa stop. Of course, we'll take all of the toys and any donations to the Ronald McDonald House Charities, the families and the kids there. You can find details at mytalk1071.com. keyword Santa. Always really fun and festive. And
oh, yeah.
The big list of things that they need at the home. And
yeah, look at that list, because mm-hmm. I've just been saying go out willy-nilly and buy toys, but...
They do have a wish list.
You might want to look at the wish list first.
Yeah. And it's nice, too, because it's not just for the kids, it's also for the parents and their right. siblings and yeah. the teenagers, their specific things, so... Hope to see you all there.
Yeah.
Now, something this weekend, Dawn, you're off tomorrow because you're going to a wedding.
I am.
Now, I was reading about this couple in North Carolina, and, oh, man.
I don't know anything about this story, so I'm kind of excited to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, well, they call it bittersweet about what happened, because the groom, he got really severe food poisoning the night before their wedding.
Yeah.
So guests were already in town. Yeah. They had everything all ready to go.
They paid their deposits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Everything was ready to go. And it's so bad that he was in the hospital when he was supposed to be exchanging vows. So what do you do, right? At that point, you paid for everything. They're not going to give deposits back. Your family's there. It's the day of. I mean, I'm hoping this doesn't happen to your family member.
Oh, my God. This is horrible.
Of course. But what this couple did, Christina's the bride, she had the wedding anyway.
In the hospital?
No, not in the hospital. They did it at the venue. They had the family and everyone there because of what he had. They couldn't even get close. She couldn't even visit him. And that's where there's a lot of pushback of why would you go through with it? You should have just... They've already postponed it twice, first of all, because of the pandemic.
Oh, God.
She couldn't even go into the hospital room because of the rules at the hospital with COVID and everything.
Sure.
So the family is just saying, hey, we were already there. We were going to party, so let's do it. This is so cute what they did. They took pool cues and they made, or sticks, and they made a, his name is Gannon, a stick Gannon.
They printed out a picture of his face.
Yeah. They put out a suit on. They had an iPad, actually, with it, and put a picture of his face.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
She danced with the mannequin. They took pictures with the mannequin. She cut her cake, and they had the little, sleeve wrapped around her while she's holding the knife, cutting the cake.
Was this, a Skype that they did with his face? Was he on camera? Do you know if that, or
no,
was it just a static picture?
It was just a static picture, because poor guy was, not looking so great with severe food poisoning in the hospital.
Plus, he might have been like, I know this is our first dance, but I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, excuse me, I need to change my diaper now.
Lex.
I mean, wouldn't you diaper yourself at that point?
Okay. I don't know what the
hospital too many details.
Does.
Yeah.
Go down that road. Yeah. My concern is later, after all the guests have gone home and everybody's retired, and she's supposed to be spending the first night of the rest of her life with this guy.
Yeah.
What happens in the boudoir?
Nothing.
With the mannequin? With the pool cue guy?
Oh, with the cue? Oh, I see what you're saying.
What's happening here?
Huh?
Oh. God, don't look at me like that.
That's because I have a very active imagination.
I know. Well, just cuddling with the sticks.
Yeah. Is the best man filling
can
in?
Read
or...
your sticks.
If you know the origins of that song.
The best man is filling in for him.
Oh, let me see who, I don't know who the, maybe, but if it's his brother or.
Oh, God, now we've really gone down a worse road than we were on, believe it or not, with the diapers.
Yes. Yeah, what could we have with the diapers?
Maybe all the groomsmen help out.
Right.
They get an hour.
Yeah.
And then they draw straws.
Oh, boy.
At which time they get to come in. I mean,
goes
go
first?
In.
Oh, God, Don.
Thank you.
You don't want to be the one with the short stick.
No.
Or maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe that's what you're into.
You go last.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. But these pictures are so funny of their nuptials because, he couldn't be there. But
this is sad.
That was a fun way. And it's sad. You're right. It is bittersweet.
But it sounds fun.
They did have fun.
Yeah.
I admire them for going through it and,
I'll guarantee you right now, he was not sad about this.
I was wondering if you were going to take this take because they'd been together 8 years and he did get out of having to be at the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the equivalent of not having to show up and watch your wife give birth. I'll guarantee you.
Oh, no. Like back in the 1950s, they didn't go in. Kenny
like
prefers
he just
that.
Did for his wedding, he's probably going to get a case of food poisoning
when she
goes into labor and has to be brought to the hospital.
Wheel him in and be like, you're sick, you're watching this.
Give me a break. What a convenient case of food poisoning the night before the wedding. Come on.
Wow.
That did cross my mind.
Food poisoning? You mean liquor poisoning?
That's what I thought, first of all.
Yeah.
Oh.
Moonshine
poisoning? Was it a bachelorette party or bachelor party that went?
Oh, right. They didn't mention that he had been sick for a few days beforehand. But
this sounds like a legitimate sickness if you have to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
Well, he's pretty good at what he does, obviously.
What poison did he drink?
Yeah. Oh, start teaching classes.
Oh, God. Drinking classes. Jeez. Take him out on
the ice.
Get out
of your wedding.
Have you ever believed when somebody misses a day of work or whatever due to food poisoning? Have you ever believed it? Food poisoning?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Because you've had it.
Yeah. It's not pretty.
Well, let's not get into the details.
Yeah, we won't get into the details. But yeah, usually, I mean, at this point, I would hope that as adults, they'd say the truth. Or just say, look, I need a day off. I just wanted to stay home today. I'd rather that, of course, but at the same time, if they really are, or if they went to the hospital, and they admitted them.
Yeah.
You don't believe, huh? You don't believe
them? I don't know.
Have you ever
had
it?
You know, if you are the boss or the coworker, you don't want to hear your friend on the phone saying, I have a raucous case of food poisoning right now.
Right.
Food poisoning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to know those details.
Yeah, you don't want to. You're right. I don't want to go there right now either because you'll be grossed out and start gagging.
Yeah.
Which is not good. So,
oh, boy.
Anyway, look at the time again. We got to take another break.
Yeah. What's going on around my talk, Lex?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about another great broadcast that's going on. Thank you.
We have to
Thank
do
you
this
for that.
Or we'll forget them.
Yes, we will. I was like, do we do it in the last? No, we'll do it right now. Let's do it. Yeah, it's our 14th annual Santa Project. Can you believe it?
Woo.
It benefits Ronald McDonald House Charities. Bring a toy or a gift. Now, then there's one on Friday, and then there's also another one with Donna and Steve on Wednesday, December 8th at Dean's Home Services in Minneapolis. Bring a toy, bring a donation. We'll make sure we get it to the Ronald McDonald House in time for the holidays. More details and the full broadcast schedule, mytalk1071.com. Type in keyword Santa. When we come back, ooh, Dawn.
Yeah.
You've got a great Jump the Shark.
Yes.
Morning on My Talk 107.1, mytalk1071.com. Get that app, tap that app, tell all your friends about it. We are a cheap date and we'll go anywhere with you.
Yeah.
Have Alexis, Dawn, Kenny.
Even if you have food poisoning, it's fine.
That's right. Yeah, you missed your wedding because of that.
Yeah.
Take us with you.
Listen to the podcast or something while you're in the hospital.
What if you break your toes and your mom is sick and your dog ran away and you lost your job and all.
And your cousin's in jail.
Oh,
and your cousin's
right.
in jail and your basement flooded. And
so to speak. It's not a euphemism.
Your diaper did.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. That is from today's Second Chance Romance. So make sure you go back and listen to that doozy of a love story, not love story. And also news from the Krabby Coffee Shop. New podcast up at garagelogic.com. Yes,
please.
I just want one of these episodes where they realize halfway through drinks or the meal or whatever, we need to get back to one of our places right now, and we need to can apricots all night long.
Oh, you mean...
And then probably call in sick for work tomorrow and can them all day, too. That's what I want.
Kenny, usually those ones work out, and they call each other the next day.
Yeah, we don't hear from them.
Yeah, because it's working. Oh. Unless the canny apricots... Yeah.
Well, they canned peaches instead. Somebody had peaches and they were expecting apricots.
Yeah. They opened it and it was pizza sauce.
Oh my God. Somebody wanted to make kimchi, but they brought avocados.
That's fine. That's fine. Let's get weird.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's a lot there. Wow. That could maybe be jumping the shark. It maybe could be, huh?
That's true. Okay, so jump the shark one. Today. Let's see. Do I have the open for that?
Jump the shark.
Oh, it's Jumpamundo.
Jumpamundo.
Hey. Anyway, okay. There so let go. Me tell you about this. Prince Harry, do you remember the whole... There was a lot of controversy, even in the Oprah interview. He talked about how there was a member of the family, the royal family, who commented on and they were worried about the skin color of their baby.
Yes.
Archie.
Yeah.
So there's an author named Christopher Anderson, and he has a new book titled Brothers and Wives Inside the Private Lives of William, Kate, Harry, and Meghan.
Mm-hmm.
He alleges that Prince Charles, the dad, he was the royal who speculated about Archie's skin tone.
That's what we were guessing.
Before he was born, okay?
Yep.
But then he has another take on it. He says, I was able to trace this back to a comment that was made by Prince Charles to Duchess Camilla on the day that the announcement of Harry and Meghan's engagement was made. And what he did was casually turn to her, and people overheard, like any grandparent would do and say, and he was smiling, I wonder what their children will look like. Hair color, eye color, complexion. And they were actually excited and pleased.
Mm.
So then what happened is that, Princess Diana, she used to call the people within the Kensington Palace and basically the royal, all of the servants and everything, they were called the men in gray. Mm. And she said they really weaponized and turned things into something that they weren't, mm-hmm. just because almost a game of telephone.
Yep.
So they would overhear something, say it to someone else. They would go to, and then that person would be like, well, I have to tell this person's someone, like their chief of staff or, their lady in waiting or whatever they say, because it's my responsibility as the person closest to this royal to deliver the news to them.
And then it turns and snowballs into something else.
So it just got taken into a context that wasn't what was intended. And so Harry, of course, heard the version that was they were talking about they were afraid what the skin color of my baby would be.
Versus being excited. You know what? I 100% believe this.
Or just being like, wow, this is going to be really interesting and great because he's a redhead.
Yeah.
You know, and
she's half black. And I think those are natural conversations. I think we said this at the time.
Yeah.
Those are natural conversations that you'd have. Like any mixture of any two people, you're like, what? Whose nose will come out? What? And especially when you have different skin tones. Like, I'm biracial. My mom is very tan. She's Filipina. My dad is Norwegian, Irish, Danish.
Yeah.
And the question was, what kind of combo would this happen? And then even with my kid, my husband's Puerto Rican.
Right.
Like, this kid, what's gonna come out? And it's not a bad thing. It's just, it's more of a fun curiosity.
Right.
And I can see it's a grandpa. Yeah.
It's never, ever ugly. It's always more beautiful than the last generation.
Yeah.
So all of this talk
that
got back to him, it was, and of course, Buckingham Palace, they told this outlet that we never comment on these sort of books. So they aren't going to comment. They just had a no comment. Even a spokesperson for Charles and Camilla, as well as Harry and Meghan, they did not respond to this request for comments.
I kind of wish that they would talk and maybe have a joint thing. Like, we misinterpreted. We heard this.
Yeah.
And he loves his grandchildren and, that type of thing. But you're right. That's not going to happen.
It isn't going to happen. I mean, they had some real contention. This really did lead to Harry fighting with William.
Yep.
Fighting with his dad. And I think eventually making the decision to move and not be a part of anything.
Right.
Wow. So who's responsible for this? These gossips within Buckingham Palace?
Mm.
It's
weird.
There's
so many things. Like, just clear it up. Remember the whole thing that became a big deal about Kate made... the rumors were that Meghan made Kate cry.
Yes.
As a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
But then it was it actually the other way around?
Yes.
That would be so easy to clear up.
And it had to do with the bridesmaid, the
dresses.
Kids, the dresses for the kids or I don't know.
Yeah.
Something that normal people discuss. And I mean, how many
it
times
happens
have
all the
you
time.
Been
it's so relatable.
Invited or been a bridesmaid and said to the other bridesmaids, this dress is so ugly, I'm not wearing it again.
Yeah. Oh, so you many times.
Wear, you want to wear so, you want to have something that you can wear to another function, and sometimes they get real weird.
Yes.
So, you know, it's normal stuff. The thing is with the royal family, as I believe is true on The Crown, is that they, you know, the royal family, they do not consider the public, like their business is not domain for the public to know. It's their business, and they protect that with such veracity. I mean, that is like, it should, this, our lives are private, and you don't get to know.
That's, I'm not royalty, and that's how I feel.
Yeah, you feel the same. Kenny moved away.
But you're doing it the right way, Kenny. There's kind of like a, it's a faucet that they turn on when they want, kind of. And I'm not saying that they need to have it fully on, but something as simple as that, that can easily clear something up and just say, look, I made her cry. It was actually the opposite way around, you know.
Which Megan ended up saying, I think, during that interview.
Right.
So then we knew the real story.
Yes. Right.
And actually, she made me cry, is what she said.
Yes. And but then Kate never responded to that.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. There.
Yeah, yeah. They won't respond to anything.
So,
just, I know we're all out of time here, but clear up for me with Diana and the Greys again. What was that?
Okay. So she called them the Men in Grey. So this are people who
work there, right?
Work there. And they were like trying to, as far as Diana goes, she was such a loose cannon. She had so many mental issues and problems that were caused, I believe, by maybe she had some underlying issues to begin with before she became a part of that family. But they didn't want her breakdowns to be public.
Yeah, the paranoia, the paranoia, anxiety.
Her anxiety. She might have a panic attack in public. Like, she put on a brave face. And so what they would do was just cut her off from communication and then report. Like, she was watched all the time. And they would report about her. Like, what is she doing now? And then they would craft the world around her.
Like, how they want to frame it.
Unstable and... You know, so she felt like a prisoner. They wouldn't let her out. You know, she was always monitored. So it's the Men in Gray that were like Men in Black who want to erase your memory. It's a
I wouldn't mind that in some cases.
because you've already said that you're done learning things and knowing things.
There's too much up there.
Or a little wand, like you put in front of your face and it's gone.
Yeah, or like a vampire. Erase their memory.
Yes, what we do in the shadows. A great, great suggestion by you, Donna. Love the show, and you guys, I think you guys will too, on Hulu and FX. Okay, have a great day, everyone. We love you. You be you.
Talk tomorrow.